My name is Gordon Sinclair. My handle on the IRC is Thistleweb. In this Hacker Public Radio episode, I'm going to talk to you about a little program called TiddlyWiki. Now, first of all, it's important to point out what it is as well as what it's not, because when people hear wiki, they expect certain things. They expect, first of all, that it's server-based, that it's on a website somewhere. It might be an internal intranet site, or it may be a publicly accessible website. They expect it to have a database to store all its data. They expect it to have multiple users, where multiple users can collaborate on essentially a website, make edits, add things, delete things, and for that it needs some sort of revision control as well, so that you can see who has added what and revert back to previous versions and whatever. Well, TiddlyWiki is not that. Despite the name Wiki, it's none of that. First of all, TiddlyWiki is a fully self-contained single HTML file. That's it, it's an HTML file. It has inline JavaScript and inline CSS for the functionality and the look and the feel, you know, the layout on the screen. It's Gecko based, so it works, it's designed to work well with essentially the Mozilla family, so Firefox, Flock, SeaMonkey. So, and well, I don't know if there are any other Mozilla browsers, but it does work with other browsers as well. Opera works just fine, but you do need to have the additional tiddlysaver.jar file, the Java file, to save. Otherwise, well, you won't be able to save your changes. So, what is TiddlyWiki sort of best suited for if it's not one of these, a traditional wiki? I find there are a few reasons that it's like a few places where it comes in really handy. It's an ideal personal wiki that you can take anywhere with you on a thumb drive. It's a single HTML file. Just copy that across onto your thumb drive and take it with you. Open it up at work, at school, take notes, you know, in a meeting, take notes. It's ideal for that. It's an ideal scratch pad for ideas on a project. You can create a wiki for a client if you're proposing to do something for them. You can create a wiki with all your different ideas and then zip it and email them in, so that they can then open it up in their web browser and see what you're proposing. The other thing that's quite interesting about it is it's got a journal feature built in. So you can create a new Tiddler, which I'll get to a bit later on, or a new journal. Journal entry is basically a new Tiddler, but starting with the date and time. So you can have like a journal entry for things that you wouldn't want the public to see. It's more like a diary than anything else. What I had envisioned doing is starting a journal, which I never thought I would do, and have a clean wiki each month, a new fresh wiki file each month, and then like put the previous month one into a tar.gz file and then archive it. Each month may be excessive, I'll see how that goes. It might be like once a year would be enough for that. Have like a 2009 journal and then a 2010 and so on, and then have these available in my will for people who are interested in reading them, you know. So that's what you can use a TiddlyWiki for. There are other variants as well, and there's other alternatives to TiddlyWiki. There's variants like B3 Cubed, and there's Monkey something as well, and these are like what I would call GTD variants, or get things done variants. They add things like reminders, calendar plugins. They are TiddlyWikis with certain plugins already pre-installed. You can use them. I have no need for any of that sort of the more advanced things, but by all means, I'll include notes. I'll include links to these to check them out. I'm only using the basic TiddlyWiki. The other alternatives, there's two main ones that sort of stick out. There is DiddyWiki, which, according to Wikipedia, the DiddyWiki homepage, project homepage, has now been domain parked. So I don't know if that's sort of stalled. I don't know. It's in the Ubuntu repos, I believe. Well, certainly, it's in where I first heard about it was on Puppy Linux. That's their default note taker in Puppy Linux. I thought that was a little bit limited, but that could be just because I didn't understand anything about wikis at the time that I played with that. I don't think it's been updated now, so and I don't think it's that universal either. I don't think you can get it. I don't think it's going to work on any other platforms. The wiki page that I'm linking to does have a link to the .deb file. The other one is Wiki on a Stick, which I think is just a brilliant name for a project. The Wiki on a Stick is the same idea, very similar idea. It also uses the tiddlysaver.jar file to save. I wasn't sure about how that looked, but that again is probably down to my lack of knowledge of the project. So that's there are a few alternatives anyway. You're not just stuck with the default. You can also install various plugins and themes. That's how things like B3 Cubed came about. It's just TiddlyWiki with a different theme and different plugins already pre-installed. So, with TiddlyWiki, you have a backstage area. The backstage area is it's a little initially it's just a little close button on the top right-hand side of the top right-hand corner of the page, and that opens a horizontal menu with options to like sync to another install of TiddlyWiki. To install a theme, to import tiddlers, to configure plugins, etc. What are tiddlers? Tiddlers are your content. Tiddlers are also the plugins. They are. It can Tiddlers consist of three things. They consist of a title, a body, and tags. Now, title, like a blog, title's the only one that's required because that's what links to it. The body and the tags are optional. To install plugins, you find the plugin page, the page, the URL of the plugin you want to install. Copy and paste, create a new tiddler, and then copy and paste the code from that page into the body of the new tiddler. You can name it whatever you want. It's easier to name it the same as your as the plugin name, as that way it avoids confusion. And just make sure if you're installing a plugin, remember to call it to tag it as systemconfig, which is a small s, capital C. When you then save it and restart, or save it and refresh your browser, should I say, because you've tagged it as systemconfig, that tells TiddlyWiki to execute the JavaScript, not just run it. And at that point, your plugin will be installed. Now, themes. I don't like the default theme that TiddlyWiki comes with, the blue and white theme. I don't like that. I use a theme called Blackicity, which is available from tiddlythemes.com. I'll include the link to that in the show notes as well. The installing a theme, you can do it two different ways. Because it's inline, what you're doing basically is the CSS is inside the same HTML file. So you overwrite your current theme with your new theme. That's how to install it. You can, there is a plugin that allows you to have multiple themes and then switch between them without having to do that. I've not tried that, so I don't know how that works. Another note as well on something that people might be interested in is the fact that there's no passwords or no encryption by default. They are available with plugins, but they're not there by default. So if you're doing a journal, you might have to look at other ways to make it private. To import a theme, essentially on like some on a page like tiddlythemes.com, there's two different links for each theme. There's a demo and there's details. The demo obviously does what it says. It gives you a live version of that theme in action. The details link opens up more information, and there you'll find a link which you right click, copy the link location, and import it in from the backstage. When you import it in, it'll find all the different elements to the theme, and the main part you want is the CSS part. It'll overwrite your current CSS and give you the new theme. The theme will change instantly. The other way to some parts of these themes, depending on what the themes are, they may have like a JPEG header or images for the unordered list or whatever. So remember to get them as well if they're part of your theme. The other way to do themes is to you can download an empty TiddlyWiki HTML file with that theme already installed. That's quite useful. Obviously, at that point, you have an empty file. You have none of your tiddlers, none of your data. You can then open up that empty file and then import from file this time, and import your tiddlers from your file. Just remember to select all your tiddlers and which ones to import, and remember not to import the CSS because that'll import your old file and you'll be back to square one again. So you can have what I do is I've got a separate wiki for each project that I do. I've got them in separate folders. I've got a TiddlyWiki for the HPR show notes that I'm looking at just now. I've got that in a folder in my documents folder, and another folder called HPR. And the reason for that is because by default, TiddlyWiki creates backups. Every time you save it, it creates backups, and that can fill up your, well, not fill up your date, your space, because I mean, there's a lot of space to spare, and they are small files. But it just gets a bit messy, so I have them in a separate folder, each one in a separate folder. You can rename your empty-tiddlywiki.html to anything you want; it doesn't matter. And the details for some of the configuration stuff are in the cookies as well, so just keep that in mind that you have to allow JavaScript and you have to allow cookies. The next part here is about upgrading. You're not just stuck with the same version of TiddlyWiki. If there's an exploit or something, you can easily upgrade it. Again, that's done from the backstage area. There's an easy update option. It's very quick and very painless. You can sync as well. You can sync TiddlyWiki to a different PC. So you can work offline. If you can't get on the internet, you still need to work away. You can work on a like a local version of your wiki, and then when you've got internet access again, you can sync it to another machine in your network or on another on a website somewhere. And speaking of that, there's a free TiddlyWiki hosting at tiddlyspot.com, which I'll include in the show notes as well. TiddlySpot, you can create a free account there, mywiki.tiddlyspot.com or whatever. And that can also be set to be private as well. So I mean you can sync your downloaded your local file with that one. So I think I've covered quite a lot of TiddlyWiki. There's obviously a lot more to it that I've not covered. First of all, I'm not used to wiki software. Wiki stuff is new to me. So, and every wiki software has its own syntax. But I've found that TiddlyWiki seems to be. I mean, I think, in fairness, I think they're all pretty easy to pick up. And there's certainly plenty online documentation, online guides for how to do a link to a file or a link to an image or all this kind of stuff, and on ordered lists and things. So it's not that difficult to learn. And I've certainly been very impressed with it for as a note taker, which is what I wanted it for. The whole reason I looked into this and found TiddlyWiki was because I have an old computer. It's a Pentium 4. It's 256 meg of RAM, which is fine. It's great for what I need it to do. Yes, it's limited. It's not a supercomputer by any stretch of the imagination. But it's fine for what I need. I'm learning web design. I'm doing that in Drupal and WordPress. I'm experimenting with like PHP, BB, and whatever. All of these are on like a local a LAMP server on my desktop that I need to switch on and off when I want to use it because it just takes up too much resources to sit there when I'm not actually working with it. For that, for me to have a traditional wiki on a server, sure I could do that. I could put it on the LAMP server. It just takes like 5, 6, 7 seconds for the server to start up before I can start doing anything, and it takes up a decent chunk of my resources just to run the server. That's why I wanted one that didn't need a server, and that's where I stumbled on TiddlyWiki. The other point that I've just remembered about DiddyWiki as an alternate is that DiddyWiki requires you to open a port to run, which is fine if you've got admin rights on the system you're on and you can open the port, that's fine. But if you're at college, at school, at work, whatever, and you're just a user on that machine and the ports are locked, and you can't open them. Well, your personal wiki, all your notes, all your plans have all just disappeared. You can't use your wiki, which is another reason to use either TiddlyWiki or a wiki on a stick. So I think I've probably rambled a bit too much. I do apologise. So I'm going to call it a night there, and that'll be it. So my name is Gordon Sinclair. My IRC handle is ThistleWeb. If you want to contact me by email, it's thistle.webcast@googlemail.com. And until next time, goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.